paid 6 days a week. Five shows a night, 6 days a week. She dances, she sings, takes off her things down to one string. Something's tearing her heart in two.
Alright, Orphan Radio live from the road, boys.
Quiet!
Alright, shut up! We're on a...
Oh wait, I said quiet.
Can I finish?
Okay.
We're on a tour bus. We're headed to Lawrence, Kansas. You guys just played Riot Fest in Chicago.
Riot Fest.
I got Josh on my left, Parker on my right, Chris across from me.
Jacob, say what's up!
You're a good girl.
All right. And Ricky is also going to talk tonight, whether he likes it or not. So how's the tour been going so far? Parker's been the tour manager, been kicking ass every night. What do you think? Good time?
I think I've been kicking ass every night.
I think so, too.
Thanks, man.
You having fun?
Yeah.
What have been the highlights and the lowlights?
The lowlights have been this so far, and the highlights have been right before we did this.
So the highlight, or the lowlights are this podcast?
Yes.
Very cool. How about you, Josh? We're going to go over to Josh. Highlights and lowlights?
The lowlights are this podcast, and then also, like, right before this. The highlights were before this, and then we started this
was the lowlights. All right, let's move on to Jenko then. Chris Jankowski, drummer. What are the highlights and the lowlights of the tour so far?
Well, the highlights have been pretty much the whole tour has been a blast. We've had a lot of fun. Some good crowds coming out. People are really enjoying the music. Lowlights are just about having Matt on tour with us.
All right. Well, Ricky, let's also get Ricky Salthouse over here. He's kind of shy,
come
but...
On, come out of that little mouse.
Ricky.
Chee-chee.
All right. Ricky's one of those guys who doesn't like to talk, but every time he opens his mouth, you just get words of wisdom.
Kind of like Josh, right?
Sort of. So, Ricky, tell me a little bit about the tour so far.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Come on, say something.
Say something. What's been?
It's been fun.
A little
ready for it. Ready for it to end.
He just said he's ready for it to end.
Are you really?
He's a shy
and
man.
He just said no.
Okay. Well.
Man, I think we're pulling into a gas stop. I want to get a hot dog.
All right, Parker. What'd you start the show off with?
That was Goodness and Mercy, 1,000-pound Woman. Great song about a 1,000-pound stripper.
Cool. We're going to talk a little bit about the tour, do some other stuff too, play some different songs. Josh, you want to play a song to start us off?
Yep.
Is it about me?
Yeah, it is.
Is it called Poison Number One Bad Boy?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's called I Hate Every Bone in Your Body But Mine.
I really don't think we should play that again.
But you said a song about you.
Well, that'll be edited out.
Why would you edit that out? That'll probably be the most interesting part of the podcast.
What do you want to play?
There's a band called The Kelly Family, one of the best bands ever, and they have a song called Alien and a video to go with it that's amazing. So cue up the YouTube, listen to it on Orphan Radio, and watch it on the TV.
Out in the field. never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? An incident arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. Hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings. Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes.
Say welcome back to the two people that stayed after Asia Heat of the Moment.
How dare you?
Can we play that cover song of Africa? Are those two dudes?
Yeah. Alright, well, tell the story behind this.
You'll make one exception. Let's Ricky tell the story because he introduced
Ricky, come
it
here.
To me.
Ricky, get over here.
Just say how you discovered it.
I don't know. I just found it on YouTube.
Get no one can hear you here. Say anything from over there.
You gotta get your mouth right in. You gotta
fell
get
your. Fell in love with an alien. Fell in love with a rise. Fell in love with an alien.
I'm telling you, no disguise.
Alright, what happened?
I don't know. There's. Alright.
Come on, Ricky, seriously.
I don't
do
know.
It. Just do it.
There's
just
not much
it.
Story.
How'd you find the song?
I don't remember.
I won't look at you.
I don't remember how I found it. It's just on YouTube. It was just two dudes in a pizza shop playing the Toto Africa. All right, I'm done.
Good story.
All right, we'll just go into it. Ricky, thank you. You're a good boy.
Of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit winds reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melody. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a man could ever do. I've blessed the rains down in Africa. It's gonna take some time to do the things we never had. The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. I've blessed the rains down in Africa. It's gonna take some time to do the things we never
We're back. Ricky wanted to hear Africa by two guys playing it like in a TGI Fridays or something, which was Pizza Chop. Okay, hey, they killed it. Hey, hashtag killed it.
His name is like Mike Massey or something.
What's that?
Mike Massey or something.
That's
like
his
that.
Name?
I think so.
Hey, they fucking
He's a good
killed
boy.
It, man.
Shut up, loser. Okay. Anyway, Jenko is gonna come over here and talk to us for a minute.
Oh, so I'm going to introduce this song here. It's called CB Savage, done by a professional singer about a savage on the CB. All right, here we go.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before, saying,
Break 19, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 1-9 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
break 1-9 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
yoo-hoo, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket-writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put-on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokey's friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Janko, for that song request. Very sensual. We're on the road. It makes a lot of sense for us right now, Parker.
Yeah, it's very sensual, which makes a lot of sense for this trip on the road.
You've been having a good time. Kind of walk us through the tour so far.
Well, so far we went on a tour. We started in, was it Boston?
Yeah.
Boston, New York, Brooklyn, Philly, D.C., Cleveland, Columbus, Chicago.
Detroit.
It's been fun. Lawrence tomorrow night. It'll be really fun. We had a good time in every city. We had at least one clusterfuck or weird story or something weird probably happened to us in every city.
Why don't you tell them what happened in Philly? Night two.
What? Night two of the tour. Right away, there was some problems at the show with some very tall bearded fella in a Misfits shirt who was trying to throw his bag onto the kind of the stage area where we were working on some stuff, and we had to tell him not to. And I was just tuning guitars over there, but he was throwing his shit up on there, and I just asked him nicely, and he was kind of a dick and everything. And I figured he'd be done. But then apparently Janko and Jim were up the street going to a bar, and what did he say to them? I wasn't there for that.
Jim said hi to him, and he said, you better keep fucking walking.
And he took out a knife. He had a knife out or something, yeah, at that point. And we weren't with him, but a couple, you know, maybe 100 yards down the road, we were hanging out. Me and Andy, who was driving for the tour, and we were hanging out down there. And he just kind of was walking with the knife in front of him, just straight out in front of his face like an ice cream cone. And he was mumbling something about, I don't got no problem with you, but I don't got no problem with you. And then he got arrested about maybe 40 feet later when he was walking down there. He got surrounded. Keep walking, keep walking. I ain't got no problem with you.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyday kind of stuff, apparently. If
There's one weird incident a day, and Andy, the driver who Parker just mentioned, also some guy in a tracksuit tried to buy crack off of him yesterday.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wasn't there for that either. We were on our way to get some delicious burgers. The worst burgers I've ever had in my life.
This is gonna be a major rift in our relationship now, but I convinced Parker.
Okay with us having some rifts in the relationship. I feel like we've gotten close enough. This is it.
So I made him go to White Castle because Parker lives.
Well, I was willing. I'd never gone.
All right, I didn't make him. He wanted to go. I talked it up. What were you gonna say, Josh?
You're a good fucking girl.
Okay. But we went to White Castle. It was kind of a long journey, and when I asked him this morning, and I said, "What'd you think, honestly?" and you said,
"Mediocre at best."
Mediocre at best. I think it's one of those things you had to grow up on, maybe. What do I know?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of shit that tastes really bad that I eat constantly, but White Castle will never be that thing again.
How often in your...
I will say the mozzarella sticks were very good mozzarella sticks, and I was glad that was the first thing I tried.
And now our Uber driver was amazing.
Yeah, he was rad. He kept saying everything was crowded. Like, everything you asked about, like... From football stadiums to the Motown Museum, he was like, "Oh yeah, that's good, but it's crowded. It's crowded."
Maybe he's trying to sell Detroit to us.
He might have been, yeah.
But so we went. He took us to White Castle from the club where the anniversary was playing, and he said, "I'll wait out here for you guys." And I was like, and Parker and I were in the White Castle for probably a good 20 minutes,
at least,
and. Parker was like, "How much do you think that Uber ride's gonna be?" And I was like, "I don't know." And then he waited for us, took us back to the club, and it was only $12. So I don't know how that works. Do you?
Yeah, it works really well for you because you spent $12 on an Uber and I spent $30 on White Castle.
What?
Nothing.
All right, Ricky, you want to play a song?
Sure.
What do you want to play, bro?
Seasons in the Sun.
Terry Jacks? All right, let's do it.
We had seasons in the sun, but the ticket.
Okay.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees. Learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climb were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Help me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always please come around and get my feet back on the ground? Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.
All right, we're back. Thank you, Ricky, for that song. All right, Ricky's going to bed. Ricky sleeps an estimated 18 and a half hours a day. He needs a lot of care. He's a good man, though, correct?
Jayco, will you send me that Riot Fest crowd pick?
Parker didn't want to answer that.
Shut up. Are you still doing this thing?
Yeah, we're talking, baby. Oh, so now I'm back with Josh again. And do you have a good time today?
It was good.
What's been your favorite show so far on the tour?
Remember that time that you said you had to sleep and you didn't feel good and you stayed on the bus all night?
When?
That show was awesome.
Are you serious?
I don't know, am I?
When did I do that?
You did it, man, but I've dreamt it one time and I thought it would be awesome.
Okay, good story. No, seriously, though, what do you think's the best? What every show has been pretty good, but what's your bet? What's your favorite?
You cough and then I'll cough. What was the question?
This is healthy. What? I said, what has been your favorite show of the tour so far?
First, can you get your hand off my back?
Okay.
Every show has been totally fun and different and a different vibe. And I can't pinpoint one that has been better than the other. Because everyone's been really rad and just talking to people in the crowd and hanging out with people and hanging out with the band. And everything's been really great, you know? The whole thing is equal to me.
Parker, you got a favorite show or city so far?
I think I like the Bowery the best, just because I had, I've been kind of working a little guitar station, tuning stuff up from the side. The sound was really good there. The crowd was really into it. And it was just really fun. I could hear everything really well from where I was situated. And I thought it was fun. The venue was beautiful. That weird, what was that weird sound guy? What was his name? The sound guy who had your guys, Kenny, who had this shirt from years ago that my parents wouldn't let me buy. They got me really, that Drink Smoke Fight anniversary shirt. I always wanted that. And he had like just a torn up one that he'd ripped on shit for like 15 years. And that was kind of rad. He was fun.
Ricky, you got a favorite show so far?
I think that Bowery Ballroom was my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jenko, what's yours?
I think Bowery is an easy one to say, but I really enjoyed the Rock and Roll Hotel in Washington, D.C., because the venue started getting a little smaller and the crowd started getting a little more intimate with that show. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, that venue was really cool, too. Rock and Roll Hotel.
Yeah, it was three stories. So the first story had the band, and the second story had Gilligan, so he was away from us. And the third story had the outdoor patio, so it's good.
Hey, how would you rank your merch guys throughout the history of the band? I'm going to start with Jenko.
All right, well, I know I talked to you about this earlier. So I had BMX Joe, Tom Hageman, John Barry, Matt Gilligan.
Okay. Josh?
Best merch guys ever?
I'm saying, how would you rank your merch guys?
The best one we ever had was BMX Joe. He's number one. Then we had this guy named
John Barry.
He's two. And then we had a guy named Thad. He was three.
Bad.
We found him on the street. Remember that one time? He was actually really horrible, but he at least could, you know.
He was better than me.
He could carry on a good, interesting conversation. There'd be some people from the club that they would just kind of like hand, like say, like
hey, the club, right?
Okay. And then that's probably it.
You're forgetting somebody.
I don't think I am.
Yeah. All right, Parker, what do you want to start the next set off with?
Maybe a little Quiet Time.
Quiet Riot?
Ella Fitzgerald, These Boots Are Made for Walking.
All right, let's go. Ricky, you good?
Yeah, we're going Quiet Time, no songs?
Yeah.
Ricky, should we play some Roy Orbison later?
Yeah, sure.
All right, which Roy Orbison do you want to we'll play? We'll hear it after this.
Well, I like Blue Angel.
I love it. All right, let's do it.
All over you. No, don't cry. Oh, blue.
So, Josh, the tour's been going good so far. What do you think's going to happen after this? I know you guys are playing some shows in the Midwest in November. Then what?
The shows in November that you just mentioned, and then...
The ones in November?
Well, we're going to do a couple shows in November.
Yeah, back to November.
Wait. We're going to do a few shows, like three or four in November.
Very cool.
And then after that, we're going to kind of just reevaluate every... And then we're going to try and maybe do some shows on the West
Coast. I'm from the West Coast.
I jump is bogue.
You guys have to do a West Coast tour now. Parker agreed.
I mean, I'm on the West Coast, so it's cool with me as long as they bring a new merch guy.
Wait, what?
We actually will need a new merch guy on that tour.
Why?
Yeah, we need someone that could do their job.
I know, like, a couple homeless guys that do, like, a way better job than what's been happening lately.
Sounds very good.
This is all very curious. Jenko, get over here for a second.
Here, Jenko, 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 Jenko.
All right, why don't you pick a song? Start us off. I think the only band I know that you actually like is AC/DC.
This one comes from one of the greatest soundtracks ever written on Suburban Commando. It's called Blue Skies.
Okay.
Blue sky, plenty of sunshine. Take a stroll down by the bay. Where else could there ever be such a sensational hideaway?
Hey now.
Now's the time for a little vacation to clear the mind.
And now,
like heaven on earth, simple but also nice. It's almost like paradise. Take this beautiful morning. All the natives, they laugh and play. Everything just so peaceful. The rest of the world seems so far away.
Hey now's
the time for a little vacation to clear the mind.
Hey now,
like heaven on earth, simple but oh so nice. It's almost like paradise. To clear the mind.
Head now,
like heaven on earth, simple but so nice. It's almost like paradise.
Head now's
the time for a little vacation. To clear the mind.
Head now,
like heaven on earth, simple but so nice.
So nice.
Almost like. So nice, almost like paradise.
What am I doing? Starting it off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to have a little conversation with Ricky Salthouse now. He's one of my favorite guys out there. Ladies and gentlemen, actually, if you have not seen him, spend a little time with him. He's a good man.
Hey, he's also a good man.
Okay, nobody asked you. He's an excellent guitar player. He's easy on the eyes. Hey, so I want to know about your life in Norman, your everyday life in Norman, Oklahoma. Are you willing to talk about this?
Maybe. What do you want to know?
We got into this a little bit the other night. What's your daily routine? Like, what time do you wake up?
I don't really have a routine. I wake up at, like, just whenever I wake up, maybe around 1 or 2.
All right, then what do you do?
Get a little closer.
A little closer.
I'll get some coffee. hang around for a little while.
God, I love him. And how late do you stay up at night? Not when you're on tour, but just like a typical night in Norman, Oklahoma.
Well, it depends on the night, but I'm usually up till at least 4 a.m.
Every night?
Yeah, sometimes 3.
Donald Trump, more like Donald Crunk.
Okay. Ricky, we want you to start off, huh? Yeah, apparently. Why don't you start off the next set again? You're a good man.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm blank.
You want me to pick one?
Yeah, sure.
Alright. In the spirit of me going to Tulsa in April for the opening of the Outsiders Museum, I want to play Gloria by Van Morrison.
Comes around just about 5 feet four. I'm from my head to the ground. You know, she comes around here until about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. And her name is G.
Like to correct Matt that was Gloria by Them featuring Van Morrison. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry about that.
Hey, you got Matt the Rat coming at you live here in Illinois. Thanks very much for listening. I'm going to stop doing this podcast. It's over. It's done. I realize that I'm wasting my time.
It's over.
Thanks, everybody.
It's over? We're over?
Yeah,
we're just getting into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're all good boys.
I think it's going somewhere.
Yeah, it started on that. What?
I mean, you cooked those White Castle burgers.
Yeah, we even talked about the White Castle burgers.
Tell them what you found in your bed.
So I just got into my bunk. It's 9 o'clock. It's been kind of a long day.
Yeah.
A lot of a lot of moving shit around, sweaty, a lot of tears. Saw Jenko crying off to the side of the stage for a while, but I got back to my bunk, and there's a two-pack of White Castle cheeseburgers sitting on my bunk. And I don't know how long they've been there, but...
A solid 13 hours.
Who bought them?
Josh.
Well, technically, Jesse did, but she's a good girl.
Wait, so you just... Was I supposed to find them, or is it going
to... You're supposed to find them 13 hours ago.
All right, well, that never happened. And there's a microwave right there. Why didn't you just put them in the freezer?
No, it's not like it's changed. It's probably made on a gym mat, the meat. So
what are you trying to say?
They trick you into thinking that it's a bunch of load of tricks. Scary carnival and a lot of painful dicks.
All right, we might be able to do that.
I mean, we have a good time around here.
Hey, we have a good time.
Yeah, thank God it's over tomorrow.
Hey, do you want to come live with me?
Ricky's got something to say.
No, I don't have anything to say. I just had a song. There's this new Rihanna song I kind of like.
No, it's a song.
Love on the Brain.
Boo!
Ricky, play something with some balls, baby.
Yeah, play that new Weezer song.
Have you heard it?
Play something with some balls. Like
wait,
that.
Have you heard that song?
I have not, brother.
All right. Well,
okay. We're going to also let Parker take a...
fucked up.
Will you shut up?
Okay.
I also want Parker to pick a final song.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate your liking my dudeness, but I mean,
hey, I appreciate you sending me a t-shirt. Hey, I wear that thing all the time.
Oh, good. Cool ass.
I've seen you wear it.
Hey, man, you got a cool ass.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Is this why don't you pick one that you want to cool ass, by the way, but what song do you want to play?
It depends on what you want me to pick. What do you want me to pick?
It's up to you, bro.
Can you tell me what you want me to pick, though, real quick?
You ever heard of a little band called Hoobastank? I think they're from your neck of the woods.
Okay. So I would like, if you don't mind, can you play the Family Matters theme song?
That's a good one to end. Hey!
So much money with the top down rolling on 20.
Condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see